Naftali, I want to thank you and the OU for arranging this important initiative. As all of us on this call know, there's no greater response in times of crisis than to repeatedly storm the gates of heaven and to beseech Hashem to bring an end to all of illness and all this difficulty. And so again, I want to give you and the OU an incredible yasher koach for arranging this incredibly important initiative. In the end of his commentary on chapter 13 of Tehillim, the author of the Das Mikra wonders how we, the Jewish people, can so easily transition from feelings of despair and gloom to feelings of hope and optimism. How is it that in one pasuk we wonder, Ad ana Adonai tishkacheni netzach, Ad ana tastir et panecha mimeni Hashem, how is it that you have forsaken me? How is it that it seems like you hide your face from me? And then literally just a few verses later in the same chapter, we state, Va'ani b'chazdecha batachti, that I put all of my trust in your chesed, in your kindness. We proclaim unequivocally those feelings of hope and optimism in Hashem's deliverance and redemption. Answers the Das Mikra something extraordinary. What gives us that hope is knowing that we have someone to listen to us. What gives us that optimism is knowing that we constantly have an audience with the Almighty Himself, with the Creator of the universe. Says the Das Mikra, Nimsa shehatfila atzma, yesh bekocha lahafoch et hayeyush letikva. The very notion of davening itself is what transforms those feelings of despair and gloom to feelings of hope and positivity. Just knowing that we have someone to talk to can sometimes make all the difference in the world. I had this experience just a few months ago when dealing with JetBlue Airlines. My wife was flying back with New York from our four small children, and there was a mix-up with the flight. It ended up costing us close to $400 to change flights. My wife called me. She asked me what she thinks I should do, and I told her to go ahead and pay for it, that I'll fight the charges later. That night when I got home, I tried desperately to get in touch with a JetBlue representative to plead my case. I tried the telephone, but the wait was incredibly long. I went onto Facebook to message them, and all I received were cookie-cutter answers, and I started to get really, really frustrated. And I have to tell you that the most frustrating part of the entire experience was that I had nobody to talk to. I felt that if I could only plead my case with someone, then certainly they would understand. And yet all I got was radio silence on the other end. Finally, as a last ditch of desperation, I Googled the email address for the CEO of JetBlue. I sent him an email with a subject that read, quote, nowhere else to turn. And lo and behold, just a few hours later, I received a phone call from someone in the executive offices of JetBlue offering to help resolve my issue. I told the lady that as appreciative I was to receive the refund, I was as appreciative to just have someone to talk to about it, to explain the situation, and ultimately to listen to me. Just knowing that someone cared about my issue and was willing to listen made me feel so much better. My friends, we are so blessed that when we feel that we have nowhere else to turn, we always have someone to talk to share what's on our mind, and to listen to our deepest and most innermost thoughts. That we don't have to Google email addresses or wait on hold for hours on end and even go on to Facebook. But that every time you and I daven, we have an audience with the Master of the Universe, with the King of Kings, and with the Creator Himself. It's reminding ourselves of that privilege and of that opportunity that should give us confidence and turn our despair into conviction, transform our feelings of gloom into positivity, and transition ourselves from feelings of hopelessness into feelings of hope. And so my bracha is on this amazing call that each of us should relish the opportunity that prayer affords us, and that we should make the most out of this privilege, and that the Jewish people and the world as a whole should experience a speedy in swift redemption, in the merit of all of our prayers.